Good afternoon. I'm at the Innovation Centre of the Transport Systems Catapult. And today is the Policy Futures event, where we're looking at... Well, I'm talking to Llewellyn Morgan. Llewellyn, what are we looking at today?
We're looking at how innovation can get into policy to ensure that we can deliver innovation on the ground in the real world. So what policy do we need, what policy platforms do we need to ensure that we are innovating on the ground and helping people travel better, more efficiently, more sustainably maybe?
Innovation is a word that we kind of hear bandied around a lot in tech and design circles, things like that. With transport, it's kind of huge as a sort of data set to be wrestling with. Transport's a massive issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a gigantic sector, which from the public sector side of things, it seems even bigger because you're trying to link it up to other sectors that aren't just transport and try and understand where transport has such a big impact on another part of a department or another area of the public sector, and it has a massive impact on people's day-to-day lives, which obviously is our responsibility to try and help people and ensure their day-to-day lives are effective and they're happy. But I think from our point of view, we are trying to look at the areas or the touch points, as we were talking about, where at the moment we can have an impact. So we're trying to develop a vision of where we want to go and then try and focus down to where can we have an impact in the next few years and try and focus on those.
So you and I were just chatting about kind of sort of little ways of getting information to people.
Yes.
And we were talking about some of the kind of the ways that disruption in that area is often, it's often very small changes in how we do things.
Yeah. So yeah, I think getting information to people can be done in ways that at the moment we don't always think are possible or other things might have a big impact. But I think it's continual information being presented to people in a way that they will absorb it is really important. So the thing we were talking about was what about putting your bus time on your piece of toast? So advancing it from I know there's a toaster that you plugged into the internet, or his Wi-Fi toaster that you presented your weather forecast for the day. But it's just another step. So if we have the real-time your bus system going, you can link to it maybe by an app, so you know how long it takes from having a piece of toast to when you get on the bus. That could tell you. It could tell you how long your bus journey will be today, or when your bus is likely to arrive from your point of your toast being cooked. But it's little daft things like that I think can have a positive impact. Because what it'll also do as well is influence children. Because you've got a point there where children will get their toast up and they might start thinking about using the bus, which they might not have, or they'll harass their parents to use the bus. And those are all the little things you've got to put together.
It's kind of interesting because if you think about what we've got there, we've got interaction design, because we're talking about kind of how we're getting information. We've got product design, because we're talking about building a toaster.
Yeah.
An understanding of novelty and its role in making us do new things, that actually buying a toaster that prints on it, that's, people are going to do that because it's fun.
Yeah.
And we've got social change, because we're trying to actually affect people's behaviour by making certain modalities of transport more attractive, because as we go forward, we can't afford for us all to be driving petrol-driven cars everywhere. And I think, I guess that's kind of sums up what we're doing today, that we've got both the scale of job and the fun, because it has been a really quite exciting day so far, hasn't it?
It has. And I think that's the key thing to make. One of the things that's coming out more and more now, we were talking about the gamification of transport and transport apps, but I think it's less about pushing people to do things, it's more about pulling people to do things and how do they do that. And it's not simply reward, it might be about gamification just for the sake of getting more points than somebody else on something, because that's what humans are like. We like to compete about things, even if it seems trivial to another person.
Yeah.
And it's having all those different layers, I think. You can't just have one thing that would be gamification. Some people might want a journey planner type monitoring that is just tell me the bus, I don't care about that. But it has to work on different levels. And that's where that, talking about the other things we've discussed today, it's standardization and the interaction between the different platforms is really important, because they all have to relate to the same background information, so we're all telling them the same information in the end, just people are using it in a different way.
It's a fascinating day, and we'll be reporting back more later on with hopefully more crazy ideas and maybe other fun things we can do with toast.